Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Tommy Olive with me, so you know there's going to be lots of good information and some education and probably some fun to be had. Tommy?
Hey, Scott.
I just heard you were the biggest pot dealer in San Angelo.
Well, that was in August.
Okay, yeah. So you're not the biggest pot dealer.
No,
you're a pretty good Christian, man. I've known you for a long time, and I don't think I've ever heard that before.
You know, my parents started selling pottery.
Okay. See how things get twisted?
In the 50s, so we've been selling pots for a long time.
Okay. See how you use a few little twisted words, things change everything?
Yes. Well, it's unfortunate that a lot of words have changed their meanings through the years.
It's amazing.
Pots are pots.
Well, I know my wife visited you, and
yeah.
I want you to know I got humiliated. She doesn't really know this story yet, and she probably won't listen to the show because she's not hearing it. But she came back. I know she got her son, thank God, drop off quite a few pots
at
Olive's.
Yes, right.
More than we needed probably. And so she comes home, and she goes, well, they're all loaded up. They're all done. Tommy did this and this and this, and she was all so happy. And I said, good. And she goes, you going to load them? I was like, well, where's Ethan? She goes, well, he's already in there. I said, really? I said, she goes, just one guy loaded them. She didn't tell me that one guy was probably 18 years old or something.
Yeah.
So I picked this one up, and I've already got it up. Oh, Tommy, I bet it weighed 100 pounds. It weighed 2,000 pounds.
There you go.
Oh, my God. And she goes, where do you want it? Oh, around the house back there. I'm like, by the time I got it back there, I think I had three hernias.
Oh, man.
You can't do that to an old man.
Hey, I used to throw a 50-pound bag of Olive's lawn food on my shoulder and visit with people.
Oh.
Now I go get a cart.
Oh, yeah.
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 You should have had a cart, Scott.
Boy, I learned my lesson. I said, boy, the next time Tommy sends plant home with my wife or anything, I said, did you tell him to send that little guy with you, too? Cause
that's right.
This is hard work for an old man.
Did they look okay?
Oh, they look beautiful. They still look beautiful. Right. And what's wonderful right now, this rain, this soft rain we've had all week.
Yes.
How wonderful is this?
You know, we plant a lot of stuff up, pots up in the summer. And one of the – probably that 18-year-old guy you're talking about was –
I made that up. I don't know how old he was. He was strong.
I think he's
boy.
21 now. But,
okay.
And married. So he said, man, when it cools off, these pots are going to pop. And it is true. And people – you need to know this, everybody out there in radio land, that if you can keep plants alive in pots and even in your yard through the heat of the summer, when this happens, these rains and this cool weather, they just – explode in the color and lushness, so it's going to be pretty in the next month or two.
Well, I love this term, but you can't beat God's water.
That's right.
What we're getting
that's right now.
That's
right.
And it is true. But one thing that my wife learned in Bentwood, especially, folks, I want to tell you this. Guess what deer love?
What?
Potted plants.
Yeah.
So she moved them all out in the front. Guess we got to move them all back again.
There is deer repellent, and there's actually like coyote urine that they're afraid of coyotes because they'll they're predatory. So you can place that around like a dog marking an area, and they don't like it. They'll stay away. So there's ways to do it. Keep them away.
I must say they got to catch that coyote to get that urine.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, you better be pretty fast. No, we've got coyotes at the ranch, and they're a different predator. They love baby goats, I'll tell you that. I'm not a coyote fan.
Yeah.
So, right. But I did not know that.
So, anyway, it's good to know. There are ways to prevent that, and if you live in certain areas, landscaping for deer populations is necessary in some parts of town.
Well, and you need to know that too.
Yeah, up front, people move in and they don't know the neighborhood, and somebody comes in and landscapes, and if they don't know the neighborhood, there's some.
Well, let's talk about that. What would you? If you live in Bentwood, I'm just saying that because I see. Look at all the deer on the golf course.
And Bentwood is the biggest deer area there is.
Well, nobody shoots them out there. You can't throw on the golf course.
In Grape Creek, where you think there's a lot of more vacant land, no, they're not near as many deer as there are in Bentwood.
Yeah, they live on that plush golf course.
That's right.
So what do you plant like in your yards and your flower beds and stuff like that on? For the deer don't want to just eat all up.
Well, there are some. They'll never eat lantana, and they'll never eat most of the salvias, and they don't prefer a whole lot of other plants. But if it gets dry enough, people that have lived in Bentwood for decades, they know they'll eat almost anything before they'll die. So it depends on the year. They like flowers. Actually, like a knockout rose, they won't eat the foliage, but they'll eat the flowers.
Yeah,
they really do like flowers.
Yeah. We lived at the ranch. We planted a bunch of roses. She took them. She bought them. Two roses down there. And they love the like you said, not the buds, but the leaves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they eat whatever. Yeah.
So you have to get rid of the bed. Oh, look at the pretty deer. And she wouldn't call them so pretty when the deer. So I moved them back to real close to the house. So now they're fine. They're coming all back out again.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't call them so cute when all her leaves were off her little whatever plants that she put in those big 2,000-pound plant pot.
That you had to move.
Yes.
All right.
So anyway, but it was, but what we're talking about is it was pot month or whatever he called. So it was like a discount if you bought pots and had plants put in. And I didn't know this, but if you buy the pots to do this stuff, Olive plants them for, or pots them up for you.
Yeah.
So you have that and does it right. So, and they obviously are looking good.
Hopefully.
And yeah. Did you get us a fruit tree of some kind too? Wasn't it a lime tree?
A lime, yeah. Mexican lime.
Is it really going to make limes?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
For real.
Limes and lemons can grow here outdoors. You need to protect them sometimes from extreme cold. But, yeah, they'll set fruit, and they smell great. It smells, you know, orange blossom. It smells like a gardenia or a jasmine, real sweet smelling. Yeah, you'll like that. And they're pretty easy to grow.
Well, we need easy. I still want some more, and I'm going to get some more. And I didn't do well last year because we didn't take good care of them during the summer. But I'm going to get some of those mosquito plants again.
Yeah.
Spring. And, but can you plant those just in the flower beds?
You know, yes, and they're. I tell you what, I started running Olive's Nursery 41 years ago, and I'm not a man-made global warming guy, but there's obviously cycles in climate, and we're in a warmer cycle, at least this part of the world, and those Mexican bird of paradise is called Pride of Barbados that blend that orangey red.
Mm-hmm, they're real pretty.
Never lived in San Angelo. They always froze and died. Now they pretty much never die. So things change, and so these citrus, like the lime and stuff, they'll live now. And if they live for 5 or 10 or 15 years, I think you got your money's worth. So someday they're going
to
freeze.
You see a lot of palm trees now that you didn't used to see in San Angelo.
Right.
Big palm trees
now. That's exactly right.
And I didn't think about that. That is true. So you think you can plant more palms too?
There was I was in San Antonio and I saw a plant. I can't remember what it was, but I thought, you know, I should try that again because I have this negative, memory of it freezing and not doing well. It may do great here, and I should bring that back. I'll try to remember what it is.
Well, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I've learned. I learned on the radio from this man right here, Zira.
Zira.
You know how many people I've talked to about this? And I still use the same in San Angelo, but we do have a lot of zero landscaping. And it's cool how he goes, well, tell me more. I said, call Tommy. He'll tell you the whole story. Has anybody talked to you who brought it up to you? I bet I've told 50 people this story.
Well.
And talking about their yards.
It's an interesting insight, isn't it? To the truth, if you ask me.
Because I've had it wrong for 20 years.
Yeah.
Because I've just told you, even people in ads, if you read the real estate ads, it says zero. Z-E-R-O.
Well, now. In their defense,
it could be here in San Angelo. You're right.
It is pretty much no landscaping, just a bunch of gravel. So maybe I don't know whether zero. I tell you what, there are words that come into a meaning and a definition out of use. We've seen that more, seems like in the last 20 years than ever. I don't know, but like xeriscaping was just made up that word and. And maybe zero is a new word, but xeriscaping was going from 95% lawn to a third lawn and a third hardscapes and a third beds.
Well, should you patent the xeriscape for San Angelo? I mean, just go ahead and put a patent on that. So it's a pile of gravel.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Pile of gravel spread out on your lawn.
It's kind of what it is. So because there's a lot of big difference, and you're seeing more and more of that.